Now, on the surface, you may wonder how this could even be a problem. If you have paid vacation time from work, why wouldn't you use it? Well, it's actually pretty common these days, and we can blame the pandemic, partly. Instead of going on that fun trip to Florida or someplace far away, officials recommend people stay close to home. On top of that, many events and festivities were canceled. Big gatherings with family and friends were also considered a no-no. As a result, people just kept on working. That's one of the reasons, anyway. So all the time off is piling up, and that's got companies worried not just about their employees burning out. It could cost them money down the road. So many businesses are looking for ways to convince their workers to take some time off now. You can tell us about your situation at 800-642-1234. Have you been taking days off during the pandemic? If you have paid vacation time, are you at risk of losing some of it? Was this already the norm at your workplace, even pre-pandemic? Or if you have that paid vacation time, do you make sure to use every last drop? And if you're an employer, are you finding yourself having to encourage people to take that time off? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Linda Dunbar is a communications executive in New York City and the founder of Diversity Decoder. That's a service that helps companies navigate through diversity, equity, and inclusion issues. She's written about vacation time. Linda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi there.
How big a problem are you seeing this unused vacation time around the country?
Well, I think that different organizations are doing different things and people are kind of behaving different ways. So I think that companies are all making a push so that people will take vacation time because with COVID, there's a very high awareness that people need, you know, more mental health and that people need to kind of find ways to break up what they've been doing over COVID, which hasn't always been, you know, totally pleasant to be at home 24 hours a day for some people.
Now, I understand, I've seen studies even pre-2020 that Americans are exceptional, that often we leave vacation time on the table, even without a pandemic. Why does that happen?
Well, I think that it's different by generation. So I think boomers were very much, don't take any vacation time, do what your boss is doing. And if that's not taking vacation, neither are you. But I will say that millennials and Gen Z are much more about vacation and much more about a balanced lifestyle. And so that's why we see more companies really pushing people to take vacation and encouraging it. So it's partly a push and pull, but employers also need people to take vacation because having a bedraggled workforce is not good for anybody.
Let's talk some more about that. We could see why, the workers, the employees can benefit from taking the vacation time. How is it going to help the bottom line for a company to recognize and encourage their employees to use that vacation time?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing is, as I mentioned, having exhausted, burned out employees isn't really good for anybody. Tired employees make mistakes. They're just not engaged. They're not as creative. And I also think there really is a better understanding today that health, physical and mental health is part of what you bring to work. And that it's important to have all those pieces together. So I think more employees are demanding that. And employers are recognizing that it's important.
Talking to Linda Dunbar, a communications executive. She wrote a piece about vacation time. It turns out a lot of people in the United States don't use their vacation time in normal times. And during the pandemic, there's nowhere to go. Why take vacation time? A lot of people are thinking. And now even some businesses are offering to pay employees to use their vacation time. You could share your story of your paid leave. Have you been using it over the course of the last year? Have you been holding on to it thinking, why take the time off just to sit around at home? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Linda, that piece I referenced you wrote, it was in the Society of Human Resources Management newsletter. And you say that companies can promote vacation time if the people at the top lead by example. What does that look like?
Yes. Well, we all know that if the leadership team is always there, that discourages people from taking time. So really letting people know you're taking the time off if you're in the C-suite or you're a leader, and really unplugging. So if you go on vacation and you are texting people and calling people and emailing people, that's really not good role modeling. So you really need to anticipate what might happen while you're gone, make sure that you have coverage and somebody deputized to handle that, and really unplug. And that will help other people feel that they have permission to unplug too when the time comes.
I think at some places, some workplaces, Linda, there's this mentality, wow, if I take time off and the business doesn't burn down without me, I've just proven successfully that they don't need me. And I think there's some corporate mindsets that kind of says, yeah, if we could do without them on vacation time, why do we need them at all? How do we escape that kind of mindset?
Well, I think that that is really, I think people know that 1 week is different from a year, and 1 week is different from 4 months or 10 years or whatever it is. So I think that people really have to understand that you can kind of hold it together and get the stuff on your, so to speak, desk to hold for a week. But if you're gone for longer than that, you know, if you're gone for 4 months, you know, it's not the same thing. So I think that people really do understand that a week is different from your job not being important. So I think that really, I mean, if you look at other countries, you look at European countries, everybody understands that people need to take a break. And everybody understands that just because you take a vacation doesn't mean that your job is not an important, needed job. But we're all human beings, and we all work better if we have time off.
Now, to that person over this last year in the pandemic, looking at the employee now, Linda, who says, and I'm kind of here, why do I want to take a chunk of time off now just to do nothing during this pandemic if I can't travel? Can you make the case that it is valuable, if we do it right, it is valuable to still use that time?
It absolutely is valuable. And I will say that there are a couple of things there. Part of it is, you know, if you're taking time off and you're home, you have to find a way to make it different. And the key thing is being able to take separation or a break from the day-to-day activities of work. So the organization needs to think about that from both sides. And that is, if somebody is going to take time, which you want them to do, you need to make sure that you are not bothering them all the time, right? So you need to think about, well, what needs to be covered while that person is out? And what can we just wait a week or two to do? And everybody has to also do that for each other. So one of the great things about working at a company collaboratively is that you can help each other. On a short term, just to cover while somebody's on a break or needs to take some time. From the employee point of view, really making sure that you're not checking your email every 5 minutes, that you're not taking calls, that you're not calling other people or sending out emails is a really important thing. And I will say that companies are becoming more international now. So we're starting to learn from our colleagues in other countries how to take a break. Because in other countries, not all other countries, but certain other countries, that is what they do, and they are not apologetic about it. So I think for people who work in companies that are international, they're learning from their colleagues what vacation really is.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Rich is with us in Green Bay. Rich, hi. Are you there, Rich? Rich, I hear you moving there. All right, maybe we'll try again in a few moments. We'll take a little break now. We're talking about why Americans are reluctant to use their vacation time during the pandemic. Linda Dunbar is with us, communications executive in New York City, founder of Diversity Decoder. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been taking time off over the last year, even if it means just staying at home? Or are you letting vacation days pile up? Do you have vacation days? If you don't, do you wish you did? If you run a business as an owner, manager at a workplace, how do you encourage your employees to take a break? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. Right now, we're looking at why many American workers haven't been taking days off during the pandemic, even when they have that paid leave time. That's got some companies worried about employee burnout, and unused vacation time can be a liability for them. We've seen some creative solutions to help workers use that time off, even bonuses for using your leave time. Linda Dunbar stays with us. She's a communications executive in New York City and founder of Diversity Decoder. She's written about this issue, and you could join in at 800-642-1234 with your experiences as a worker or employer or your questions for our guest. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring out a caller. Lucas is with us in Jefferson. Lucas, hi.
Hi. Nice to talk to you. So, I work at a company in Madison, and we actually switched over from a policy of PTO to a policy of FTO, which stands for free time off. And basically, it's an unlimited time off system where it takes away the alleviation of workers having a certain amount of time per year to take off. And basically, they can take off whenever they want to as long as they get their work done. And I think it really has helped alleviate that problem of people not being able to take off time or feeling like they can't take off time, so they can take it off whenever they want to.
And Lucas, I think people might be suspicious, like, well, wait, doesn't that mean you're just going to take tons of time, too much time off? Has it worked out that way, though?
No, it really only applies to salaried workers at my company. Mm-hmm. So nobody that works by the hour. But people have pretty much been pretty good by it. And I feel like people have taken more time off than they usually have because, like you said, people don't like to take PTO off and they end up at the end of the year with way too many hours.
Interesting. Lucas, thanks a lot for sharing that. I've heard that notion before. Linda, is that something you've encountered, that idea of free time off, get your job done, and yeah, just cut out when you need to?
You know, I think we're seeing that more and more. I have a client now that that's their policy in the U.S., and it seems to be working.
Thanks a lot for that call. And the incentive structure there is interesting because I guess if we have this paid time off and this finite resource called vacation time, we might want to hoard it for when we really need it. With that free time off attitude, that pressure isn't there. Is there something to that, do you think, Linda?
Yeah, because I will say that hoarding is also, vacation hoarding is an issue where you will find that nobody takes the time off. And then in December, everybody's gone because they didn't, because they have to take it then. And I don't think that's good for workflow. And so I don't think anybody really, really wants to do that. I will say that one of the things that I've come across is that a company, I don't know if you know Indeed, but they have something called Day U, and they give one mental health day every month. And it's the same day by region so that everybody takes the same time off. And somebody who was taking a mental health day at another company mentioned to me, they said, well, you know, it's not a mental health day if I get back and I have a million things on my desk because mm-hmm. everybody's been sending things while I've been gone. And I never really thought of it that way. But I think this kind of idea of just give everybody a day a month together, that also kind of lowers the stress levels because you don't have to worry about what people have been doing while you've been gone, right?
Thanks a lot for that call, Lucas, at 800-642-1234. Found out what Rich had wanted to call in about. He says a lot of companies are turning to contract workers and kind of outsourcing things. And the people who work in those kind of contracts don't often have the same access to vacation time as maybe the full-time employees. And there are a lot of workplaces, Linda, that I think don't have paid time off like this, paid vacation time. Do you want to see more companies have at least something, whatever form it takes?
Oh, I think yes. I think it's very important. One, because people have things they need to get done outside of their work lives. But two, it's very important for having a workforce that's creative, and also a workforce that's that's loyal and dedicated. If you're, you know, if you are frazzled and stressed out, you don't really, that's not a place you want to come to, right? If you, you know, a place that doesn't give you a chance to kind of rejuvenate. So I think making sure that people are refreshed and ready to bring their best selves to work, however you can make that happen policy-wise, is important.
We are talking about paid vacation time and why many people in the United States don't use it. And during the pandemic, even more so, a lot of people holding off on using that vacation time. Linda Dunbar is with us, communication executive in New York. She wrote a piece on this for the Society of Human Resources Management. Still time for your calls with your questions and experiences at 800-642-1234. Linda, earlier you were talking about the importance of when you're on vacation, actually being on vacation, not doing your work, not emailing, not contacting. Is there a lesson there for even when we're not on vacation, our normal work day and that temptation in the evening to, you know, do the emails or Slack or whatever it might be to keep up with the job when we're off the clock?
Yeah, I think that to the extent that you can, you need to try to wrap it up by a certain time. And I think also getting clear with the people you work with, because I know one thing that happens is some people are clearing their emails at night, so they'll just get a few things off. And then the people who receive them are like, well, am I supposed to be answering this? Like, am I supposed to be on here at 10 o'clock? So if you know that the other person, hey, I just do this, you know, don't worry about it, it's relaxing for me. When you're receiving it, you can know, okay, I can turn off my cell phone and I don't have to look at this until tomorrow, and it's okay. I will say that in France, they have a law that you cannot email employees after a certain time of day. I don't think for American culture that that necessarily is something that we would do, but it's interesting to know that some governments take that seriously enough that they've actually legislated that.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. John is with us in Presque Isle. John, hi.
How are you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, John?
Well, I worked for a company that had a very interesting vacation schedule in that there was no vacation, no holidays, no sick days, nothing. But you were required to work a set number of hours for the full year, and that's how it worked.
For the whole year. And did that set number of hours mean you had to work 50 hours a week, John, or was it a something you could do kind of a reasonable way?
No, it was 52 to 54, 52 weeks a year. 52 hours a week, 52 weeks a year.
Oh, so that sounds like it would be really hard to get a vacation in then.
Well, most of the people at corporate were liars. They over-reported their hours.
Ah, okay.
They would say things, I would gripe about it, and they'd say things, well, Johnny, you're reporting all of your hours, you know, and I think they were basically telling us the lie.
But, interesting.
It was a large survey corporation that you all heard of on the news.
Interesting. John, thanks a lot for that call. Yeah, that seems like a weird incentive structure, Linda. Yeah, we're going to set up this unreasonable way to measure your hours and encourage you to lie about them? Go ahead, Linda.
I just think it's interesting. One, why you'd want to do that. And I'm wondering, I don't know if John is still there, but I'm wondering if that was a few years ago, because now I think companies are more and more aware of their recruitment brand. And they're more aware that if their employees who now have social media and many other things that they will just go out with whenever they feel like it. So, you know, you have to think about what your recruitment brand is and how you handle vacation and time off is an important part of that. And now if people don't like what they're experiencing, they will go right off this glass door, social media, wherever it is that they want to go, and be very clear about how they feel about it.
John, thanks a lot for that call. And Linda, can you talk more about that again on the employer side of things? The benefits of having good benefits for their workers in terms of, you know, who they recruit and who they retain for the long haul?
Well, I think it's very, now that we're in this world where investors have said that they want companies to have purpose and an understanding of kind of why they exist, and a world where they've also said making employees and customers happy is part of what investors want to see, combined with a millennial workforce that has values about work-life balance, I think all of that adds up to having to be really conscious of how you treat employees and how that relates to getting other employees into the system and getting people to come and stay, right? And when you combine that with diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, you know, that's something that you have to really get all the pieces together on, because people want to feel like they can go to, you know, bringing your whole self to work is a new concept. But that's an important concept and people expect that. And so if they feel like they, you know, part of the brand is being at work 24 hours a day, that is not going to work. And something I found really interesting is apparently recently the analysts at Goldman Sachs got together and said that they felt, and this is investment banking, where everybody, you know, traditionally you work 100 hours a week, and if you can work more than that, you do, and hopefully at the end of 7 years, you're rich, right? So, but they, the analysts got together and said, we're overworked, we've done a survey, so we have surveyed each other. Here is the data on the survey, on slides, presented the way you would present slides to clients, and they shared this. So that's a whole new paradigm where employees are getting together and saying, this is not acceptable. We've collected data. Okay. And now we're going to share the data with management because we want change.
Linda, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Linda Dunbar is a communications executive in New York City and the founder of Diversity Decoder. We talked to her about why workers are reluctant to use vacation time, especially during the pandemic, and how companies are pushing their employees to take time off. You can keep the conversation going on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know if you've been using your vacation days or not, or if your workplace has you asking, what are these vacation days you're talking about? Do you not have that kind of paid time off? Do you wish you did? Share your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.